Hey, good morning. Carrie Underwood may be part of the Super Bowl in 2015. Some leaks are getting out. I don't know if any decision has been made, but she's been a part of it before. She did the national anthem a number of years ago. She's the current singer of the opening of Sunday Night Football, so I would not be surprised at all to see her as part of something, whatever they're doing out there. Willie Nelson is on the cover of the Rolling Stone. He is 81 years old. The redheaded stranger is being celebrated for his long career, the fact that he still tours 150 days a year. Rolling Stone asked him about pot possession. You worry about getting busted? He said, they mostly want autographs now. They asked him about his health. He said, yeah, I've had a torn rotator cuff. Couldn't play golf, could barely play guitar, but everything is better now. Willie Nelson again, 81 years old.
Wow.
Had to look and look and look to find this story, which is a story in and of itself, that this has become so commonplace that the media doesn't even cover it. But the police chief of Attleboro, Massachusetts, says his troops and fire officials had a long day with Luke Bryan on Sunday. Wasn't as bad as they've had in some years, but still, 121 people taken into custody, 40 arrested for various criminal charges, 81 detained due to alcohol intoxication, and 47 people taken to the hospital for alcohol-related illnesses.
47?
47.
Whoa.
And that doesn't even make local news anymore. It's become so commonplace that country music shows haul, you know, dozens and dozens of people to the hospital. Now they're ready for it.
Are we getting a black eye, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. Getting a big one, particularly in the law enforcement community and all of that. 47 people. I bet 47 people weren't taken to the hospital in the last 2 days in the Green Bay Appleton area. Luke Bryan's getting to be so famous, though, they're asking him about everything. He says he's an impulse shopper, bought a high-end guitar for $2,000. He said, what do you do? He said he does not get his teeth whitened. He said he did do it one time. He burned his gums off. He said, I'm never doing that again. Lee Bryce, I Don't Dance, number one, second week in a row. Dierks Bentley's Drunk on a Plane probably will be there next week. And the big auction is today at Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee. They're going to auction off Elvis's first autograph. It was on a school paper in Mississippi, in Tupelo, Mississippi, to be specific. And a couple of things, Cadillac, some jewelry, things that you would all love to have.
I'll take me one of them Cadillacs now, you hear?
I'll take a Cadillac anytime. I'd look like a rapper.